Please leave your message.
Hey, I didn't really think you'd pick up, but I had to call anyway. I don't know whether you'll listen to this message later. I just want you to know that I'm nothing without you, baby. I can sleep in this bed without you. I can eat or sleep or work without you in my life. You are the only thing that makes sense to me. I need you. There's nothing I wouldn't do to get you back. I've been so lonely this past month. We haven't talked since we started taking a break. You don't know how hard it's been for me. I'm such a mess without you. Please come back to me. I know I'm a little drunk. Sometimes I follow you around on my days off work. I just don't really know where else to go. What else to do? I know I told you I'd give you space, but I just need to see you from time to time or I'll go insane. You might think I'm worthless, but I know you don't want that for me, do you? Anyway, I followed you today. And I saw her. I see why you like her. She's a lot prettier than me. You picked her up at her place and took her to the restaurant you took me for our first date. I could never forget it. I'd always imagined you'd propose there. It made me feel so small to see you with her. I felt so abandoned. I headed home and have been here ever since. I don't have anywhere else to be anyway. But laying here forced me to think about what the two of you were doing. Thinking about the two of you enjoying that evening together made me feel so empty. And when it had been a couple of hours, and I imagined you two heading back at our apartment, I just felt nauseous and I cried. Thinking about the two of you kissing, you running your hands over her supple body, her little noises of excitement, as the two of you start stripping out of your clothes on your way to the bedroom. The bedroom you used to share, how you would put her on her knees in front of you, just make her service you. I bet she would suck your cock better than I ever did. She would take deeper than I could. She would massage your balls while she sucked your dick. She'd maintain eye contact. And if she came up with air, she'd smile, panting, drooling all over herself like a degenerate slut. God, I'm so gross. I'm so sorry, baby. It's just been so long. I know that the two of you are in our apartment right now, that's why I didn't pick up the phone. You're too busy fucking your brains out. I just couldn't help it. I've been touching myself. Thinking about how worthless I am. How you don't need me. How much better she satisfies you. And I don't understand why it turns me on. It makes me so sad. Makes me feel humiliated and weak and small. But it makes me so aroused. I wouldn't make you stop seeing her, baby. You could fuck her whenever you want and still be with me. I'm not good enough for you. I know that now. But I could learn. I could learn. And you could fuck her or any other girl whenever you like. I'm sure I could convince her. If she saw how pathetic I am, she would take pity on me and let me just be your cuck queen. God, I would love that. I would hate it so much, but I would love it. You could make me prepare her for you. Make me eat her pussy and suck your cock so that the two of you can get right to fucking. I want to be your little fluffer cuck so bad. Or you could just gag me and put me in the closet so that I could just watch and pleasure myself without disturbing you too. And when it's all done, I could just tiptoe out of the room so I won't disturb the two of you. And I could sleep on the couch while the two of you slept in the bed.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm such a cock for getting off to this.
I know. Oh my God, I want to come so badly. Just thinking about how humiliated I feel, how helpless I am, I'd be nothing without you. Oh baby, please let me be your cock queen. Please. I'm gonna come, oh my God. I'm gonna come. Oh my God. Oh, please. Please call me back whenever the two of you are finished.